Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Former FBI Director Comey is indicted. We have the story.
Congress faces a government funding deadline. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A man is dead after a crash in West Wichita Thursday afternoon at First and Ridge. Police say a motorcycle hit the back of a pickup truck. The motorcyclist, a 54-year-old Wichita man, was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say speed may have been a factor in the crash.
Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted in connection with the Russia election interference probe.
Comey becomes the first former high-ranking government official to have charges linked to the probe alleging Russia tried to rig the 2016 election. Comey is charged with obstruction and making false statements. President Trump last week pushed for the Justice Department to move forward with an indictment against Comey, demanding in a Truth Social post that justice be served now. Comey was FBI director when the Russia investigation was opened. He was fired just a few months into the first Trump term. Critics of the president worry this is a sign of how the president will use the DOJ to prosecute political enemies. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Congress nears a government funding deadline.
Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria says the Senate should bypass the 60-vote threshold needed to break the filibuster on a Republican plan to keep the government open.
Why should Chuck Schumer determine and negotiate what happens to the American people when we have the majority?
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants certain health care provisions attached to the package to get votes from Democrats. Republicans argue those issues should be dealt with separately. The government funding deadline is September 30th. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Leaders in Sedgwick County are expressing concerns about how the state will fund the Community Corrections Act next year. The CCA plays a crucial role in reducing prison overcrowding by providing alternatives to incarceration. Currently, Sedgwick County is projected to lose more than $2 million in that funding next year. County leaders warn that if that occurs, it'll lead to an increase in safety risks for the community, says Sheriff Jeff Easter.
The practice of sending parolees to Wichita when we have our own issues and these parolees are committing more crimes in our community is not something that we appreciate. It needs to stop.
CCA services include helping incarcerated people with rehabilitation services and keeping them off the streets.
A 17-year-old from Lincoln, Kansas, died from his injuries in a crash Thursday morning on K-14 Highway in Mitchell County. That's in northeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol reports the driver of a minivan lost control. The vehicle crossed the center line, struck a semi-truck. Both vehicles then went into a ditch and caught fire. KHP identified the teen killed in the crash as Austin Serene Jablonski. He was driving the minivan. The KHP report did not list any passengers in that vehicle. The semi-driver was not seriously injured.
TikTok is saved. President Trump and his Chinese counterpart signing off on a deal, putting the popular app in United States control.
The agreement implemented by President Trump would give a majority of TikTok's ownership to a group of American investors run by a board committed to protecting data and national security.
It's going to be as secure as you can be because of the ownership and the people. And they have a big investment, you know, it's... to their advantage to make sure it's good and safe.
Under the deal, TikTok is valued at about $14 billion. Last year, Congress passed a law shutting down TikTok in the U.S. unless its Chinese-controlled owner, ByteDance, divested. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, with a preview of the game live in 10 minutes. We got Mitch live in 10.
A convicted killer has been executed in Alabama. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. This is Suicide Prevention Month, and more than 49,000 people took their own lives in the U.S. last year. Maggie Thompson is a crisis manager at ComCare of Sedgwick County.
Here in Sedgwick County, in 2023, we had about 92 completed suicides, and in 2024, that went up to over 100. We're still looking at aggregate data, but it's about 108 completed suicides just in Sedgwick County alone.
Maggie Thompson is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, and there is a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com.
In separate postings on Truth Social, President Trump announcing new tariffs last night, but not on specific countries.
The newly announced tariffs concern specific products. The president announcing that starting October 1st, there will be a 100% charge on any pharmaceutical product, unless a company is building its pharmaceutical plant in the U.S. In that case, there will be no tariffs. Mr. Trump also announced a 50% charge on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and associated products, as well as a 30% fee on unupholstered furniture being imported into the country. The Supreme Court will hear challenges to the president's authority to impose tariffs on November 5th. President Trump has imposed the tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
An Alabama man convicted of killing a woman at a gas station in 1997 has been put to death, despite opposition from the victim's family.
Jeffrey Todd West apologized to the family of Margaret Berry and her son Will Berry, urged Alabama's governor to commute West's sentence to life in prison. He said taking another life will not help his family. Will Berry also said, "I forgive him, and so does my dad. We don't want him to die." But Governor Kay Ivey let the execution go forward. West was put to death by use of nitrogen gas. Witnesses say his eyes were open, and he appeared to foam at the mouth, gasped, and struggled for breath before expiring. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Several suspects are facing charges after a brazen smash and grab at a jewelry store in California.
Video of a chaotic robbery targeting a San Francisco area jewelry store has gone viral. It shows dozens of masked people barreling into Heller Jewelers wearing masks, swinging pickaxes, and packing handguns Monday. The thieves smashed the glass cases and helped themselves. The shop's door automatically locked, but they shot it open and managed to escape into waiting vehicles. San Ramon police say they were able to track the cars from above and make several arrests. More could be coming. Heller Jewelers has its express gratitude for those expressing online support. The store plans to reopen Saturday. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic in the Wichita area this morning. Well, the traffic volumes are getting thinner out there. The backup there because of the construction eastbound on Kellogg right there at the Central Business District. Doesn't go back very far now. Doesn't even quite get all the way back to Seneca. But continue to watch out in just a couple of areas where we've got stalled out vehicles. One of those in the road construction. This is northbound I-135 at the ramp to K-254. And we've got the report of another one that's actually eastbound on Kellogg right at the ramp to I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Let's check the forecast. with the meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off your Friday on the cool and quiet side, but get ready for another warm afternoon, a high of 83 with those sunny skies. Winds light from the south at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. We'll see another cool and quiet night tonight. Temperatures falling back into the upper 50s before enjoying some more warmer weather heading into your weekend. Mostly sunny, high of 85 for your Saturday as well as for your Sunday. Overall dry and warm forecast heading into next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now clear skies, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Well, let's check in with Jamel Holoperic and visit Wichita.com.
Hey, Steve and Ted, good morning. It's Friday. Woohoo, Friday. We made it. We have a lot going on this weekend, so let's get right to it. We have the Great Plains Renaissance and Scottish Festival happening over there at the Sedgwick County Park Saturday and Sunday. There will be jousting. You'll see knights and fairies and fire breathers even. So live music, just a great time out there at Sedgwick County Park. So get out there and enjoy it. Then we have the Wichita Asian Festival also happening this weekend. Authentic food from as many as 15 different Asian countries. Going to be delicious. Also, the Miss Wichita Asian Festival Scholarship Pageant happening. And it's all over at Century 2. So get out there and enjoy the Asian Festival. And we have Open Streets ICT on Sunday along Douglas Avenue. Food trucks, live music. People will be biking, walking, running. Just having a great time. About 2.5 miles of Douglas will be closed off to traffic from about Grove Street to Seneca. So get out there, have fun with everybody in the community. It's so fun just to get out and see everybody enjoying the nice fall weather. So have a good one. We'll see ya.
Thanks, Jamel, and visit Wichita.com. See you at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. High temperature in Wichita yesterday, 83 degrees. Normal high is 80. And it was on this date many, many years ago, 1942, a trace of snow was observed in Wichita. The earliest snowfall on record for the city, that was in 1942.
That's
8:15 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
And that brings us to another weekend for Chiefs football at home at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens. The high-scoring Ravens come to Arrowhead. And, of course, you can hear that game Sunday afternoon right here on KNSS as we speak live with the man who will be handling the play-by-play for that broadcast, Mitch Holtis, as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. Yes, when does there feel like there's a playoff game in September? That's the feeling for this one coming up on Sunday. And it's no better week than to have Campus Credit Union bring our show to you this morning, Eric Walston. And Steve, what about simplifying things? Have you simplified your life?
Oh, yeah.
So have I, because I'm using instant oatmeal now, not just, you know, waiting 5 minutes or whatever to cook the oatmeal. I'll just get instant oatmeal. That's simplifying your life. But also, Campus Credit Union can simplify your home buying journey. CampusCU.com. Give Eric an email or whatever, smoke signal, something to send to him, send him a direct message.
There you go. Baltimore Ravens can put some points on the board.
Ooh, yes, they can. 111 points in the first three games.
Wow.
They're odd, though, in the fact that they've already set the NFL record a couple times here where Lamar Jackson, their great quarterback, has 9 touchdowns and no picks. I mean, he's on fire.
Wow.
But he is he's the only quarterback in NFL history to do that and have a losing record after 3 weeks. In fact, there's been 9 other quarterbacks to do it, and that is 27 games. There's only been 1 other quarterback to lose a game, a single game, and he's lost 2. So it's just something about the Ravens' defense and the fact that Lamar Jackson has a quarterback rating of, 140-plus, in 2 games, and he's lost both those games. That's an NFL all-time record. Yeah, unique group, but very talented on offense.
Is that why Vegas has the Chiefs as an underdog at home, is because of Baltimore's ability to score?
Yes, and it's the best surrounding cast that I think Lamar Jackson's had in his 8 years. Zay Flowers is better. Rashad Bateman is better. They got DeAndre Hopkins, who we had last year. Devontae Walker, LaJonte Wester. Then their tight ends are all good. They get Isaiah Likely back. They've got King Henry. But I think Justice Hill, the Oklahoma State Cowboy, he's better. And then they've got the secret weapon, who's their kick returner, Rasheen Ali, whose sister works for us. She's one of our photographers. So we've had to keep her, you know, security locked down all week long. This is a really talented Baltimore offense. I think comprehensively, top to bottom, side to side, you could argue this is the best offense in the National Football League.
And yet, on the other side of the football, they give up 400 yards a game, and they are last in the league. Their defense has been porous.
And I don't even know what I'm watching when I'm watching the video of these guys, because this is not Ravens defense football. We know ever since the Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore to become the Ravens, they've always been a physical, you know, put on the purple and black and then we'll beat you up kind of team. They're not that at all. And they have set records. These NFL records I'm giving you is because of their defense and the fact that Detroit basically ran the same play over and over and they couldn't stop it was mystifying to me. They've had injuries. There's some new guys and new positions, but I just look for the Ravens defense to play better. But all that being said, when you kind of churn this up, you feel like the Chiefs need to somehow get to 30 points on offense. And the defense with Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs had the best scoring defense in the last 2 years and three games in the NFL. But you've got to steal a possession or slow them down somehow. Here's a nugget on their defense. It's the first time since 2001 that the Ravens allowed a drive of 95 or more yards, and Detroit did it twice on Monday night. I didn't even know what I was looking at.
And for the first time in 8 months, the Chiefs are actually heading into a game coming off a win. I imagine that helps.
Oh, yeah, it helps a whole lot. And I think the way it happened, they get a couple big plays, the interception by Jalen Watson against Malik Nabers, where the Giants could have taken the lead. That's enormous. But then tied with it is the play by Patrick Mahomes to strip the ball from Bobby Okereke, or the Giants are going to have a short field touchdown opportunity on the ill-fated screen pass the Chiefs ran for a lateral. But then it sets up the best play, or the best drive of the year, the 11-play, 74-yard drive, which the Chiefs will have to do that against the Ravens, but balance with runs and passes. And, yes, there's a better feeling this week at One Arrowhead Drive and a feeling of like, hey, let's turn the corner. This would be a big week to do that. Not only you get to 2-2, because the numbers are dramatic of 2-2 versus 1-3 of where you want to go, but also the feeling of, yes, we're finally getting things going and we get finally get Xavier Worthy back and maybe can hit our stride a little bit.
And Patrick Mahomes has had some pretty nice success in his career against the Ravens.
Had some of his better games against them. That and Lamar Jackson has turned it over against the Chiefs, actually. He's had, this will be his seventh game against us, and in the previous six, he's turned it over five times. But when you look at what Pat has done against the Ravens, 4-1 in his career against Baltimore, 4 300-plus-yard passing games, 13 touchdowns, and then he was spectacular as well in that 17-7 AFC Championship victory back in the 2023 season. So Patrick has saved some of his best games against the Baltimore Ravens.
The Chiefs and the Ravens, Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead. Mitch Holtis and the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network begin coverage at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 p.m. Sunday right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. How does this Chiefs-Ravens matchup somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football? And where is Mitch going to park with all those NASCAR people up in the Kansas City area too on Sunday? No. As part of our Eddie Plop, a Kansas City Chiefs Shocker football NASCAR update.
They parked in my spot with the NASCAR.
Oh, no.
So what am I supposed to do? Have it towed and delay the race? I don't know. Here we go, because I was looking at Shocker football and thinking, when did the Shockers start 1-2, but then turn their season around? I found one. Now, remember last week at West Point when I talked about Al Gebert?
Yes.
Al Gebert got his buddy, who was the Secretary of War, to get West Point to schedule the Shocks at West Point. All right. Well, Gebert was the coach of the Munis for 12 years at the University of Wichita. Then it was a municipal school. But Al was always trying to get the Shocks to go to Division One. You know who he used and kind of had some envy of as his example of we need to pass these guys up? Washburn. The Washburn Ichabods. Now follow me on this one. The Washburn Ichabods of Topeka for 6 years were Division One and members of the Missouri Valley Conference. Okay?
Yeah.
Gebert was watching them going, how do we get to be like those guys? In 1942, Gebert had given up the job because the Shocks were trying to figure out where we're going from here. Now, it's in World War II, so things were a little bit weird. But Ram and Ralph Graham, I mentioned him last week on the West Point Report. Ram and Ralph Graham takes over as the head coach of the Shocks. Now, Gebert is still involved with the program. At 1-2, the Shocks need to turn their game around. The game four pivot happened on October the 16th, 1942. Who did the Shockers play but Washburn? Washburn was looking to go back to the Central Intercollegiate Conference where the Shocks were, and the Shocks were looking to pass them up and move into their position and go to the Missouri Valley and go to Division One. At 1-2, the Shocks rally. They had to go on the road to Moore Bowl in Topeka. They win 32-0 over Washburn.
Yeah.
You remember this. You remember this, Steve. Quarterback Don Holler and running back Sturdy Lyle Sturdy. Sturdy Lyle Sturdy and Don Holler combined for 4 touchdowns to shut out the Ichabods. So what happened? These two teams flipped. The Shockers join the Missouri Valley and go Division One. Washburn goes back to the CIC and leaves Division One. Did it happen on that game? Did a 1-2 after 3 weeks deter the Shocks? No. They do a game 4 pivot and start to make history while Washburn goes back to Division Two. You can't do that and pivot after a 1-2 start if you don't have a team. So bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
We'll look for some of that same production from Sturdy Patrick Sturdy Mahomes coming up on Sunday afternoon.
Sturdy Steve McIntosh. That's what they called him at Wichita West. What was the guy's Hoosier shop teacher?
No, Dirty Steve. Leroy Leap.
Oh, Leroy Leap. Leroy Leap. Mr. Leap was calling you. That's Dirty Steve McIntosh.
Right.
But he played, I think, with Sturdy Lyle Sturdy back in 1942.
Great stuff as always. We appreciate your time as we say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Theodore. And thank you, Sturdy Lyle Sturdy.
Sturdy.
There he goes. Our Friday morning discussion with Mitch Holtis, Chiefs on Sunday here on KNSS.
Hannity Morning Minute coming up. Sean talks about the Comey indictment. That's on the way with Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi-awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 59 degrees now. Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted on 2 counts, accused of making false statements when testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2020. Comey responded to this move from a grand jury in a post on Instagram, saying that he understands the price he has to pay for standing up to President Trump.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
President Trump had turned up the pressure on Attorney General Pam Bondi, urging her to advance charges against Comey.
A man who pleaded no contest last month on multiple charges, including rape of a child, has been sentenced to more than 16 years in prison. Jaime Torres Cordero was sentenced yesterday in Sedgwick County District Court. His prison time will be followed by lifetime post-release supervision. He will have to register as a sex offender. The crimes involved a victim younger than 14 years old when the abuse began, continuing during a 6-year period.
Arrests were made after an anti-ICE demonstration and protest in Oregon as President Trump targets groups he accuses of causing the violence. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Police say approximately 60 people, including many wearing black clothing, gas masks, helmets, and protected eyewear, gathered outside of the federal building in Eugene, Oregon, Tuesday night during protests. Officers say some of them threw objects at federal agents. Today, police announced two guys were arrested and charged, including a 19-year-old for allegedly painting protest graffiti on the Ferry Street Bridge. Following all the protest-related violence nationwide, President Trump signed an executive order designating Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. The move will help federal authorities dismantle groups supporting political violence.
The president also signed a separate order directing his administration to investigate funding sources for left-wing groups allegedly causing the violence.
A new strain of COVID is on the loose. If you have a cough that won't quit, this might be to blame.
The XFG variant, a.k.a. Stratus, was first detected in Southeast Asia in the beginning of the year. Now it's in more than three dozen countries and has been found in several states, including New York, North Dakota, Michigan, and Vermont. Medical officials at Stony Brook University in New York say it's associated with a fever over 103 degrees, brain fog, shortness of breath, body aches, loss of appetite, and a dry, persistent cough. Stony Brook medical officials also say the Stratus strains mutated in a way that makes it easier to attack the immune system compared to the previous Nimbus strain, which was described as causing severe razor blade sore throat symptoms. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
September is Suicide Prevention Month. More than 49,000 people took their own lives in the United States last year. Maggie Thompson, a crisis manager at ComCare of Sedgwick County, tells KNSS News what's behind suicide rates.
Things that are happening politically, socially, those kind of things can add to it. We've seen over the last couple of years some spikes in suicide rates for kids in middle school. So that's super unfortunate. But, you know, this is also during a time when they're working on active school shooter drills and things like that. So stress is very high. And we've also seen an increase in our retirement age people in completed suicides.
Maggie Thompson is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. There is a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football Sunday, Kansas City Chiefs host the Baltimore Ravens.
Two.
Former Attorney General James Comey indicted for allegedly lying to Congress.
One.
A man is dead after driving his motorcycle into the back of a pickup in West Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Well, the traffic volumes here in the Wichita area starting to look quite a bit better out there. Really not seeing very much, very heavy traffic. But we did get notice about a traffic accident. 21st Street North in Arkansas, an injury traffic accident there. So might want to avoid the area if you can. 21st in Arkansas traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 60. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 85, and on Sunday sunny at 85 again. Now 59 degrees, partly cloudy. Wichita Severe Weather Station 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up by 365 points. The S&P on the positive side by 37, and the NASDAQ also positive by just under 78 points. A lawsuit over Flight 5342, time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Siminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The first lawsuit has been filed following the January 29th deadly collision between an American Airlines regional jet that left Wichita and an Army helicopter in Washington, D.C. that resulted in 67 deaths. The wrongful death suit was filed Wednesday by Rachel Crafton, the widow of a man who died aboard American Eagle Flight 5342. She is suing American Airlines, subsidiary PSA Airlines, the FAA, and the Army. The suit alleges the American flight was traveling through one of the busiest airspaces in the country and should have known that flying into Reagan National poses certain safety risks, such as a mid-air collision. An American Airlines statement about the suit said the NTSB investigation showed the American flight was on a routine approach when the Army helicopter collided with it. The Boeing company has proposed remedies to a European Union competition regulator seeking that agency's approval for its plans to acquire Wichita Spirit Aerosystems. Boeing submitted unspecified commitments this month to the European Commission, which regulates large mergers in the EU. The commission has set an October 14th deadline to make a decision. Boeing is working to clear regulatory hurdles here and over the pond for its $8.3 billion acquisition of Spirit, which was announced more than a year ago. The complex merger involves carving off Spirit's portfolio of work for Airbus, which is Boeing's European rival. And the Business Journal held its annual ICT Summit on Thursday with the theme of accelerating growth for the city. I interviewed Wichita Public Schools Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld, developer George Laham, and business leaders including Aaron Bastian of Fidelity Bank, Ben Hutton of Hutton Development, and John Rolfe of Thrive Restaurant Group. You can find coverage of all the conversations throughout the day today at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
And it's brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. What's the consensus? Do folks want to see this town grow or not?
Yeah, we had probably the buzzword yesterday was momentum, that we think we have a lot of momentum going with some key things going like biomedical and you know, things like the ballpark, what's happening in Exploration Place right now. There are concerns. Susie Santo of Visit Wichita talked a lot about getting the conversation about convention space going, because that's costing the city, you know, $40 to $50 million a year in lost revenues of convention and tourism. But yeah, generally a positive tone.
All right. Okay, today is HR Professionals Day, designed to pay tribute to those working in human resources departments everywhere. Day also aims to raise awareness of the role of the job. Whatever, Ted, they hire, they fire, they handle the insurance. What else, Ted? Do they make employees, or they can they ask employees to take training videos so so we'll behave properly.
Make sure you sign up for your health insurance
there
every
you go.
Year.
Maybe do a little bookkeeping as well. So HR professionals today. Birthdays. I got a birthday to celebrate this weekend. My youngest grandchild, Sammy Joe, is turning 13 tomorrow.
Woo!
Yep, 13 years old, going to Derby Schools, and she is she's like a karate. She's almost the top. What is it? Black belt, brown belt. She's almost to the top of that. And she plays the trumpet, and she's very talented. And of course, she has.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Has to be. She's my grandchild.
Yeah, she's a peach.
She's a peach. Sammy Joe having her birthday. She's turning 13. All right, have a great weekend, Kirk. We'll see you back here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted. The Glenn Beck program coming up on KNSS. And, of course, they're going to be talking about the James Comey indictment. KNSS News, top of the hour. Congress nears a government funding deadline again. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
At Wichita Brewing Company, you sit down and place your order.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.